Hello again. This is John Chotty to have a word with you, and let today's offering be the Jumbo Pack. Jumbo came into our language as the name of an especially large African elephant captured as a fuzzy baby about 1860 in what is now Ethiopia. There is no secure trace of the origins of its name. Some think it derives from Mumbo Jumbo, the Mandingo word for a witch doctor. The name could have been given to the baby elephant in Europe, being applied there from West African sources, but I favor another theory conjecture. There was, not far from his point of capture, a port called Jumbo, J-U-M-B-O, from which he might have been shipped. If so, his bills of lading might well have been labeled Jumbo. This is only guesswork, nothing more is possible, and it is not certainly known that he was shipped from the port of Jumbo, but I take that guess to be a touch more likely than the other. Jumbo was sold to the Jardin des Plantes in Paris as a young fuzzy. In 1865, he was traded to the London Zoo for a rhinoceros. 17 years later, then full-grown and notably large, Jumbo was bought by P.T. Barnum and shipped to the USA, arriving in New York on Easter Sunday, April of 1882. In his 20s, Jumbo suffered from a destructive seizure common to male African elephants. In one such seizure, he snapped off his tusks against a wall of oak. Tusks are elongated upper incisors, and elephants grow 6 sets of teeth in a lifetime, after which they starve to death. Jumbo grew new tusks painfully through his abscessed upper lip, but they came out askew. His enormous size, the story of his seizures, and his unusual tusk formation gave him an aura P.T. Barnum knew how to exploit, and Jumbo became the most famous elephant in the history of the American circus until he was killed by a locomotive in Ontario, Canada, in 1885. Barnum had the hide mounted on a huge wooden frame and continued to exhibit him until 1889, when he gave this monstrous piece of taxidermy to Tufts College. There, except for one brief visit to London, it remained in the Barnum Museum of Natural History until April 1975, when fire destroyed the building, now rebuilt. Nothing remained but a few traces of Jumbo's tusks and tail skin. As an undergraduate, I muddled through a biology course in the Barnum Museum in the shadow of Jumbo, and on Saturdays we cheered the Jumbo footballers as they charged forward to break their tusks against the oak wall of almost anybody's defensive line. This is John Chardy saying it is not generally realized that elephants are contagious, but the fact is that people do catch them. Not I. You won't catch me hanging around them long enough. They vote Republican. Goodbye, until our next word monder, and good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.